Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Today on the show, I interviewed Jada Degoy Tiatini Climaco from the Rise and Shine Collective. Jada is the founder and head coach at the Rise and Shine Collective, and no stranger to the family, business, work, and life juggle. She's a mama of three boys, a former Latin dance instructor, and former CEO and marketing manager of a Latin dance studio that she owns with her husband. She's always loved living a healthy and active lifestyle and lifelong learning, especially in the areas of personal and business growth and development. But around 2018, Jada realized that she needed to make some changes because she was very often burning the candle at both ends, the midnight oil, and feeling like she didn't really know what she loved doing anymore. She had a growing inner knowing that things needed to change and a desire to implement the success habits that she knew that would help her to achieve her life and business goals. That's when a deep desire for a major shift in her habits to become an early morning person instead of a chronic night owl began. Now, Jada, through the Rise and Shine Collective, teaches other women to do the same. So join me on this conversation with Jada, where we dive into why a morning routine might be the answer to achieving your big goals and how to get there, because I know a lot of us really do struggle from carving out that me time in at nighttime and maybe making that not as productive as it could be and swapping to getting up earlier. So join me for my conversation with Jada. Jada, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited actually to be here because I've been, you know, around, seeing you around, we haven't really connected before. So it's lovely to be here, meeting you and having a chat with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I know we kind of agree and focus on some similar aspects of life. And so excited to hear your perspective on that, and always really thrilled to be learning and hearing different opinions and approaches. So, for everyone listening, they've heard the official bio. Would you like to just give your own, you know, if you meet someone at a party, how do you introduce yourself and what it is that you do?
Absolutely. It's something I'm still learning how to do for this business because it's a fairly new business. And so I always, you know, kind of go, how do you put all of that into a little? So I need to work on my elevator pitch, I guess. But yeah, sure. So I run the Rise and Shine Collective, and at the moment that's really focused on helping women to install the habit of earlier rising so that they can use their mornings in a really powerful way to support themselves, their life, and also their big dreams and goals. So really focused on creating a impactful, really proven and powerful morning routine that can set them up for their days, that supports their season of life, but also supports them moving towards their goals. And oftentimes a big stumbling block for that is getting up earlier in the morning. So that's also a really big focus. But yeah, fundamentally really helping women to, I guess, get back in touch with themselves, nurture themselves, connect with themselves, empower themselves through that morning routine is the main focus at this stage. Yeah.
So good. So how do you land here? How did you come to have this as an area that you knew that you wanted to focus on?
I kind of stumbled upon it, really. It was something that I actually don't remember where I got the idea from, to be honest, initially, as far as becoming an earlier riser, because I was not an early riser. Like, becoming an earlier riser was a huge struggle and a big, big change for me. So the business really has come out of my journey and what I couldn't find for myself that I knew would have been really supportive for me in changing my habits from being a really late night person to an early morning person, which actually took me about, I don't know, around 2 years really till I got consistent with it and started the practice really as a kind of more of a lifestyle. And so the idea of creating programs and creating a supportive space to help other women really came off the back of my journey doing this and setting myself up in the mornings and implementing a lot of the, I guess, success habits that I'd been wanting to put into my life to support me, because at the time I was the CEO of our family business. I think at the time when I first started looking at it, I only had two children, and then had a third. And so I just was busy all the time. I was a total workaholic. I would put the kids to bed, I would go back to work. And so it was a really big shift for me. And what I was looking for at the time was ways to support myself. And you know, I was always doing a lot of self-development and business development and looking at ways that I could support myself and become more of the person I wanted to be and how I could create the business that I wanted to create and et cetera. And I knew that I needed to put more supportive, I guess, success habits into place, but day after day, I wouldn't do them. I couldn't fit them, couldn't wouldn't didn't fit them into my days. And that's really where the idea of then becoming an earlier morning person and putting into place a morning routine came from. I knew I needed to do something. And as I said, I don't know where the idea of the morning routine came from, but maybe it was just like, I think that's the only time I'm going to consistently be able to do some of these things that I really want to do for myself, is going to be in the morning. But as I said, it took a long time for me to do that. So the business idea really came from my own journey with all of that and all of the learning and study that I'd done around it, and a desire to really help other women, and figuring that other people probably struggle with it as well, and the aspects of accountability and support that I couldn't find maybe would be helpful for other people is where the business idea came from.
So good. So tell me, what's earlier riser actually mean?
Yes, good question. I think it means something different for everyone, really. So, for me, at the time when I was putting it into place, our youngest then, so our third, by the time I was fully putting it into place, our youngest was maybe two, because it was probably not long before he was born that I started looking at it. And then, obviously, through the period of him being a very young baby, I was not looking at trying to be an early riser, not something I would highly recommend. But our youngest was waking up at like 5:45, 6 o'clock. So if I wanted to have time for myself before any of our children were awake, then I needed to get up at 5 a.m., which felt really big for me at the time. Now I like to get up at 5:30. That suits me. I've got older kids. So my eldest is 16, and so there's also the evening side of things and getting later with them as well. It's not younger kids in bed by 7:30. So now 5:30 is my early rising, but early rising can be different for everybody. And this is what I really like to look at with my clients, is having a look at, well, what are your goals with your mornings? What are you trying to achieve with them? And also, what's your season of life, so that you can look at what's going to actually suit for it. So for some people, early rising is 7 a.m. because they get up at 9 normally, or 6 a.m. is early rising. So I think it depends on your lifestyle, season of life, children, no children, grown-up children, little children. Yeah,
Totally. Yeah,
personal.
I was going to ask how you speak to people about managing that time when you've got babies. Because I
Yeah.
remember we started our business like in that first year. I had a newborn, it was my third as well. And I just remember going like, I can't like wait for the day when I can actually just not be sleep deprived. And like, I couldn't imagine a time people are like, yeah, we do this. I'm like, yeah, but like, I'm not even sleeping like for so long. And I was like, one day this will be like, this will pass. But it was so annoying in that time because I'm like, I just want life to look like this and I want to be able to do this, but I just can't. Like, so, and just accepting it, I guess, and going, that's okay. This time next year, it'll all like, you'll be able to design your days, and right now, this is what you've chosen.
Oh, and it's so huge. And I think that's the thing. And I really focus on helping mums. And I'm especially passionate about entrepreneurial mums, mums in business, mums and in careers as well, like with big goals, because we really need to support ourselves if we want to go after all of those things so that we feel good, besides all of the, great aspects of it helping us with our productivity and our focus and all of that kind of thing. We also need to be nurturing ourselves. But absolutely, there's those periods of time in our life where it feels very out of our own control, or we can only really plan out or control certain parts, or very, very little actually of our days when we have really small children. And of course, depending on how we're going about doing that with routines and all that kind of thing. So yeah, I guess with talking with women who have younger children, especially babies who are waking up multiple times during the night, personally, I don't recommend that as a great time to start putting into place an early rising routine as a consistent thing. There are certainly many things that you can start to do in that time, whatever time of the morning that might be, or even really day, but starting your day whenever your day kind of starts. Maybe it's after that nice, a lot of times I know for me that morning sleep, when they kind of go back to sleep almost as the sun comes up, you actually get a good bit of sleep oftentimes with younger kids. So whenever you start your morning, you can still be putting into place, even in little micro amounts, things that will support you and help you to feel better, and help you to feel, more energized and more focused and more present and more calm and all of those things. So you can utilize little parts, but I definitely don't suggest putting into place a consistent early rising routine, like I'm now going to become this early riser and get up every day at 5:30 in the morning, if you're not able to get regular sleep at nighttime. Because a big part, it's not about getting less sleep, it's not about being more tired, it's not about being on for longer as well, I think is a really important one as well. It's about using that time. Possibly it's about swapping around when you have your you time, maybe instead of at night time going to bed earlier. Usually for most people that I work with, and I know definitely for myself, I had to make a huge shift in my evenings to then flip it around to be more of a morning person. And so that's often the case. But we still very much a part of what I'm teaching is also around enough sleep and quality sleep. So definitely not encouraging anyone who's not getting enough sleep or who is getting broken sleep to dive in and start doing it on a regular basis, the early rising part of it. But of course, there's things you can implement still as a bit of a morning routine for yourself when you can in those early phases. You know what? You just do whatever you can.
Exactly. Yes, I agree. And they're also different, like in just between each child. So we can really not even plan like what that's going to look like. Okay, so you mentioned going to bed earlier or swapping the me time around. That was a big thing for me too. So now I get up at about 5. So that I do get kind of me thinking time without clients, without, often I'm on calls from 6 a.m. like with US. And so before then, if I want to get me time in and not dive straight into speaking to someone, I have to get up at 5. And but nighttime was like my precious time where I'd have a bath and I'd read and I'd like just do whatever I wanted to do. So how do you speak to people around looking at swapping that? Why would you maybe suggest swapping your me time from nighttime to morning anyway? Like, what's the benefit of that? What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I mean, I always preface this with I have struggled huge. Like it was the area that I struggled with the most, but also it was the area that when I got it right and when I focused on it, it made the biggest difference to my earlier rising. And so it's an important aspect to really look at. And the success of our morning really does start with the night before. So yeah, so you've mentioned a couple of things there, I guess. So when people are looking at changing, I think it's looking at, well, what are we doing? Like, what do we want? So it's really about looking at, well, what do we want? And one of the first exercises I take people through is, well, why do you really want this change? Like, what's driving you to want this? Because then it makes much more clarity around how to go about it. And it also really drives a couple of things that it helps you to get up when you don't feel like getting up. And also it helps to identify what's the plan. Like, how do you want to do this? Do you want to be an early riser 5 days a week or 6 days a week or all the time except sometimes? Or like, what is going to suit you and what matches the reason that you want to do it? And this really goes into then your evenings. And are your evenings, as far as I guess swapping that me time from the evening to the morning, what are you doing in that me time? How is it serving you? Is it aligned with what you're really needing out of it? And will you get more out of that time, more of what you want and need out of that time in your evening or in the morning? What is going to be most aligned with your current season of life and with your goals as well? And so, a lot of times when we have me time in the evening, we're already exhausted. We've already done the whole day. A lot of people will flop down on the couch and watch telly, or have a glass of wine. A lot of people do that. It's like we've kind of reached a point where we're a little bit non-functional by the time we've reached that point. And so doing really nurturing, productive things at that point is more challenging. Like our willpower has been probably has run out by that time. We've probably done, potentially three shifts for a lot of mums. They've done, kids before work, gone to work, and then the evening shift, getting to that point. And so a lot of times we're not really doing a lot of the things that are going to nurture us or grow us towards to look after ourselves now and also to grow ourselves towards the person that we are wanting to be as well. And so if we look at the types of things that a lot of people tend to do in the evening for their me time versus what we do would do in the morning, so long as we're doing being proactive about what we are actually doing when we get up, we're not just getting up earlier and ending up scrolling on Instagram or something like that. If we're purposefully using our mornings, we can do a lot of things that will nurture us and grow us and make us feel better and increase our energy. And I mean, depending on what you do in your mornings, it can do all sorts of things for you. So it's a lot about looking at the quality of that time for yourself. Depending on, of course, again, like what you want to get out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I did find that for myself too, where I was like, either, okay, I'm scrolling, I don't really watch TV, but if I did go on a, if I wanted to do some writing or creative stuff, it meant I was on a screen right up until bedtime. Like that wasn't good. It meant my sleep was all wonky. Like, oh yeah, I'd have a glass of wine and cheese and biscuits or something. I'm like, well, that is then making me dehydrated, which is making me not like, so yeah, I definitely found that, exactly what you said is that it was not helping me do all of the things I wanted, which was get more creative things in my day and achieve things in the business and be really on and switched on and actually have calibrated before I'm like swamped by four children. So, yeah, I haven't, thanks for articulating it in that way in terms of things that are going to nurture and grow us, because I think that's a really important thing to consider. Like that's a really good filter to go, okay, if you look at the things that you're doing at night and the morning and comparing them, I think that's a good lens.
Well, I know that before I was doing this, I would often think, to myself through the day, oh, I'll meditate tonight, or I'll do a little yoga routine like once the kids are in bed, if I haven't done any exercise in the day, or I'll maybe I'll read, in the evening, or I'll read that business book. I'll finally get to that learning that I'm wanting to do, or I'll do that module of the course tonight, after I put the kids to bed, and then I do a bit more work, and then I'll do the study, or any of the habits that I was looking to put into place. And inevitably, most of the time, I wouldn't do them because I was exhausted. We only have so much willpower in a day. It's a bit like that willpower battery life goes down throughout the day. And by the time we get to that point, even if we have really good intentions, it's going to be more of a struggle to refocus ourselves on something that's really important for us. And as you said, like, it might also be things that stimulate us. And so then it doesn't end up, if it's a creative project that you're wanting to work on, or that business book you want to read, or some personal development, I would also be kind of like also wound up from those things if I tried to do that last thing at night, either on the screen or from a book. And so it wasn't helping my sleeping. And then you just wake up the next day feeling exhausted again. Usually, if you've got kids, quite likely with your children physically on top of you, waking you up for the day. So you're waking up with your day literally on top of you already, with no ability to kind of calibrate or set your intention or your energy or anything like that into the day. And so I know for myself, and for so many women that I talk to, whatever we're kind of, a lot of what we're doing in the evening is very kind of in the moment satisfying, but not necessarily, or maybe not satisfying, like pleasurable in the moment, enjoyable in the moment, kind of satisfying, I guess, in the moment, but isn't necessarily overall, when we look at our life, maybe supporting us, in that way that we want to be. And then we just, I would then go to bed late, and then you're tired, you're overtired, so it actually hasn't helped you that much. And then you're waking up tired again, and then it kind of all goes around again. Compared to when we start the morning with habits like moving our body, like meditating, journaling, planning out the day, just thinking time. There's all sorts of ways we can use the morning, learning as well, so that we're growing ourselves, whether that's simply to keep our brains active and, for a hobby that we want to follow, or whether it's learning time to progress in our business or our career, and our profession, so that we can go after the goals that we have in those areas as well. We can use our mornings in so many different ways, and the way that then we feel after that, and the flow and effects through our day, and then even into habits throughout the day and our evenings, are really quite incredible. So yeah, it's comparing what we really want to get out of that me time, I guess.
Yeah, so let's dive into that a little bit more because you mentioned success habits and you've kind of mentioned a few of them. How do you speak with people about designing that morning routine? Like, how do you talk about a certain way to structure it or a certain kind of list of things to choose from? How do you approach that?
Yeah, so the morning routine structure that I utilize after, so I spent, as I tried to put these habits into place, and I say tried because definitely I tried for a long time, didn't do it for a long time. So as I was working on that and looking to make those changes, I looked around and studied a lot. And I've always been into self-development, and as I said, business development, personal development, success habits, all that kind of thing. So then when I started looking at optimizing my mornings and how to create that habit, I looked around at lots of different morning structures, the different ways different people do it, and the types of inclusions. I also thought about what I wanted to get out of it, which is also what I talk to people about, is, well, let's match it with the goals that you really have. But through all of that, the structure that I liked the most, and what I now base my programs, and my own routine on, and what I teach from, is the morning routine structure, actually from Robin Sharma, who wrote the 5 a.m. Club. And so it's a morning structure that is based around breaking it into three different sections. And the reason I love this structure, from everything that I've looked at, and the reason that I use it, is I find it really holistic, so that it's helping me as a person. It's also helping me as the business person that I want to be. It's helping me in all areas of my life. And so we're looking at supporting and growing four different aspects, which is our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, and our spiritual well-being. Those four areas that we're looking after and growing in the morning routine, and then broken into three different areas so that we will do exercise, so movement exercise as the first section, and then the middle section is reflection, is the umbrella for it, which is things like your visualizations, meditation, breath work, simply being and contemplating life, thinking, just kind of being still, turning inwards, journaling, gratitude practices, planning out your day. You can go through, utilizing that time to ask yourself deep questions and journal on them or just think about them. If you like to pray, that could be a good time to pray. So that reflection part is all of those areas. And then the third part is around learning, growing yourself. And again, that can be for your own personal interests, or it can be for professional growth, your business or career. There's a lot of things that happen when we do that. It's yes, we can progress ourselves. And so that's going to be really helpful if we are wanting to use it to increase our knowledge and our acumen and et cetera. That will be a great way to do that. When we study each day, that's a huge amount that we're learning over a few months or over a year. But also it's really activating our brain. It's helping helping us to form new neural pathways. It's helping, with longevity. It's helping with our brain health, all of those different things. So it's also working on our mind, our mindset, and our actual brain functionality when we're learning new skills, which is why it can be anything you want, just so long as you're learning something new. So those are the three, I guess, parts of the morning routine, and we're looking after, nurturing, and growing through doing all of those aspects: our mind, our body, our heart, and our soul. And so that's really why I landed on that one, because it was so holistic as far as a base structure, and it's also very proven as well.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for breaking that down. I guess I personally do something similar, but I don't move my body in the morning anymore because I just don't want to. And I used to get up and run. And then I don't know, maybe like 3 years ago or something, I was like, this is the last thing I want to do at like the first thing in the morning. Maybe I'm getting old and grumpy. I don't know. So now I wait and then I go and I do that later. But it's funny how we change, and I guess it's good to allow that, right? To like say it's okay to have it evolve with yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess this is, there's lots of different practices and lots of different teachings, and also finding what feels good for you. And again, it's always why I come back to, well, what are you wanting to get out of your morning? And also, what other times do you have available in your day as far as your season of life and how your days and your schedules look? Do you need to fit all of those things into your morning because you don't really have an available time later on in the day? Or are you able to break it up? What do you want to get out of your morning routine? I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons to exercise first thing in the morning, but yeah, also it's about finding out what works for you. It's going to help you to feel more awake, so you feel fundamentally different, like even just 20 minutes later after waking up, if you move your body first thing, it'll help you to boost your mood with feel good hormones. It'll help you get clarity as well, like a whole bunch of things that it will set off and set you up in a really great way as far as exercise first thing in the morning. But I also always talk to people about finding an exercise that kind of is enjoyable enough so that they're not dreading it as well. And like maybe that sense of like running and that more kind of intense exercise doesn't feel like a good thing to do first thing in the morning, and then other people would love doing that first thing in the morning.
Yeah. I
But
used to love it, and now I'm more like a reformer Pilates kind of girl, and it's like, no, I'm just gonna like wake up slowly because I don't want to get in the car or like drive to the gym straight away. So I'm just going to do this and wake up nice and slow. And then I'm going to, I also used to be a coffee first thing in the morning kind of girl, and now I'm not. So, yeah, it's interesting how we change and whether that's a season of life thing or a preference thing or an age thing to, like you said, make sure you're matching it to your goals. And if you're, making sure that it suits.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I know, for some people they'll still feel sleepy if they don't kind of have that movement and getting the blood pumping and all that kind of thing. And so then that's not serving them how they, need their morning routine to serve them. Or like you, they feel better doing their exercise later in the day and you utilize a lot of other aspects that are really powerful as well. So yeah, it's really important to have a look at what works for you. And sometimes it's trial and error. And figuring out what's really going to work. And when you try one thing, sometimes you realize, yeah, that's not for me. That one's not the right one.
Yeah, and it's fun to play, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this our seasons of life, like ideally you want to spend, and the ideal with this structure is an hour, but I say that to some people, like, how on earth could I have an hour in the morning? So we can get up earlier and we can create that time for a lot of people. That's what's necessary. But also, you could do each of those sections for 5 minutes and you would still feel some benefit. So you can also start out by doing 5 minutes of each of those sections or 10 minutes of each of those sections, and trying that out as well and seeing how that feels and then building up depending on what else is going on in your life at the time.
It is amazing how little of that really focused, intentional activity can make a difference. Like, I know for me, even like three really concentrated deep breaths in between calls or something can just like, you bring me fully down and makes such a difference. Like three breaths, you wouldn't think something that takes a minute, not even, can fully change the way that we're thinking or approaching something, but it can. So yeah, 5 minutes is like great
Well,
if that's what you can
especially when
do.
it's consistent as well, like never underestimate 5 minutes every day. If you start meditating for 5 minutes every day, it will have a huge impact on your life. If you spend 5 minutes just doing a little bit of freeform journaling and some gratitude for 5 minutes every day, it will be hugely impactful. It's that time to really turn inward and come away from all of the distraction that is so rife in our lives, often these days from a variety of different areas, and turn inward and just get to know ourselves, look to our inner wisdom instead of looking outside of ourselves. Like there are so many benefits to it and so many aspects that we can get out of it, but literally just a small amount each day, especially consistently, will have huge impact. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess it really does come back to connecting with what you want, right? Because otherwise, there's no motivation to make the change. Is that what you find?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why, as I said, like the first exercise that I suggest everybody does is to really dig into your deep, deep, deep why or your deep, deep, deep reason for wanting to make that change. Because without that, we can Google, how to become an early riser and, the countdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or, when your alarm goes off, just put your feet on the floor. Like there's lots of, and they all work. They absolutely all work. But what I found is that if you don't have a big enough reason behind that, we can utilize all of those little like techniques and habits and layer them up and help, to help us and support us. But if we don't have a deep reason that is specific to us, not because we know that it will be good for us, not because we've seen maybe mentors or successful people, like so many of the world's most successful creatives, business titans, historians, different people have been early risers and have a particular morning routine. Kind of just because they do it, or any of those kind of external reasons are not going to be strong enough to get you out of bed when that alarm goes off early in the morning when you don't feel like it. It has to be a reason that is deeply personal. And what I find is that it usually takes a little bit of digging into. And so I will often run people, not often, I always run through a bit of an exercise and a journaling exercise to really dig a number of layers deeper, because often people will come with one reason, which is a strong reason and a great reason. It feels pretty strong for them. Like, that's obviously the driving factor why they're looking at it, why they might have found me. But when we really dig into it, it can sometimes significantly change and become a lot stronger. Then that's going to drive you to get up when you don't feel like it. It's also going to drive what you look to do as part of your morning routine, and all of those aspects. So that's a really fundamental part I've found for myself and then the clients I work with. And then we can utilize lots of other, structures and strategies and things like that to help us as well.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I can see how that in my own life and with anything, right? With holding on to any sort of habit, we really do need that
Yeah.
fire there. We need to want it, and no one can make it the right time for that. It's going to hit that tipping point when it hits that tipping point when like that reason is strong enough. So I'm glad you
Yeah.
really encourage the digging there, because also we can be so conditioned and be like, no, it's because I want a six figure business or a seven figure business. And you're like, do you really? Or is that what you think that you actually want? Or like, it's like, do you really? Like, is that what
Well,
is
why is that
expected
important
of
to you?
you? Yeah. It's
Yeah.
like, is that expect you think that that's what society wants you to do, or that's what success looks like, or is that actually what your heart and soul is yearning for and why? Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, I think it's good to touch on that. So, tell us about the Rise and Shine Collective. How do you actually support people, women, through this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I offer programs. So as I said, I've come back into this business just this year again. I started it in the middle of 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic, while I was still CEO of our family Latin dance studio, and that was all happening. And then I stopped and didn't do anything for a couple of years, and I've started it back up this year. So it's really at the beginning phases. So I'm developing a bunch of different offers and ways to support women. So I run a variety of different programs, and I'm just starting up a bit of a membership as well. So mostly what I focused on are live programs, because it was the aspect that I couldn't find anywhere was the accountability factor. So this year I've run a few live programs where I actually am there every morning, 6 days a week over 4 weeks, to really kickstart the habit in a really powerful way and guide women through the morning routine so that they're practicing it, have the accountability of people to show up with, and also learning a lot of the layers
How
that
cool.
will support them. Yeah, so those are the live programs. I only really run them kind of 2 to 3 times a year. Of an issue in Australia, if you're listening from Australia, because it's obviously time reliant and time zone reliant. But obviously, that isn't able to support women who are not in my time zone. And so, I'm also developing more of a self-paced option of that, so that it's still the same program that the women have been going through in a live scenario, but you're able to move through that on your own time zone, and as we talked about at the beginning, at your own version of what early rising is, because I run those programs generally at 5:30 in the morning, and for some people 6 a.m. is going to be better, or 7 a.m. is going to be better, or it needs to be 4:30. That's their early rising. So I also have built out the self-paced programs, and I run them at different times with more of that live aspect, so that there's that accountability community as well. And then also developing a membership that people can then flow into to get that support ongoing, because it's one thing to kind of kickstart the habit, but really we have to keep going for long enough until we actually automate the new habit for whatever habit that we want to form, there's going to be three pretty distinct phases, and often people give up in the first or the middle phase before they've fully automated the habit, because it feels hard in the beginning. We're having to break down old habits and then actually start building the new habit. Then we get into the middle phase where sometimes it starts to feel good, and then other times it still feels hard, and we're wondering, well, what's going on? Like, we've been doing it for ages. Maybe it's just not for me. Maybe I can't do it. Maybe I'm just not, made to be an early riser, in this instance, or whatever it might be, whatever habit it is. And then we actually have to go into the third phase of automating that habit, where it starts to become easier to do the new habit than the old habit. But still, we have to stick that out until it is fully automated, until it's easier to do that than to do the old thing. So we don't really have to put so much effort into it. We don't need to use our willpower anymore, really, to do that habit. And that's when it's fully automated. And so the programs that I've developed so far are more of a kickstart. They really give the structure, the guidance, a lot of teaching around forming the habit, lots of layers to really help get started, and also then to be able to continue with it. And then the membership will give that supportive space to then continue with the accountability and the community and the resource as well, just kind of at your fingertips. So
That's
yeah, just
great.
building a bunch of ways to support people and learning how people would like to be supported to form these new habits as well, because obviously I have my own experience, and that's the basis of the offerings to start with, but then learning how else I can be supporting women as well. So love hearing from different people to hear what they need. Is it more the structure and what to do in the morning? Is it more the early rising part of things? Is it a combo of both? And how
That's the idea of
they
the membership. I think that's great.
yeah, it's fun. I've just kicked off with a small group of women from my last spring live program. I'm really excited to support them to really continue and have that community space with them.
So cool. Well,
Yeah.
thank you, Jada, for joining us today. Where can
Oh, my.
people find you? Where's the best place to go and say hi?
Yeah, my pleasure. Come say hi on Instagram. That is the social platform I hang out the most on. So I am at the Rise and Shine Collective on Instagram, and I'd love to say hi and hear about if you want to put a morning routine into place, if you want to become an earlier riser, or if anything we've talked about has piqued your interest, or just come say hi. I love meeting other women who are just, even if you don't want to become an early riser, by the way, you don't have to, you don't have to be a morning person to be my friend. One of my friends, she's like, I love you, but I'm never going to be an early riser. I'm like, that's cool. Not everyone needs to be an early riser, but I'm here to help people who do want to be and do want to use
So
their mornings
funny.
like that. So
I love
yeah,
it.
I just love meeting other women who are up to big things and having
Totally.
chats. So love to say hi.
Thank you very much. You've definitely given me some things to think about and reignited, inspired me to relook at my routine. So thank you, Jada.
Awesome. Thank you.
And yeah, see you soon.
Thanks, Annalise.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a three-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarren.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.